This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The first shipment of the Moderna vaccine is expected to arrive in Colorado today. More of the Pfizer vaccine will arrive this week as well. Healthcare workers in hospitals are still the top priority, but it's not clear how many doses the state will receive in the coming days. Dr. John Douglas heads the Tri-County Health Department in Metro Denver.
It depends on how much vaccine we get this week as to whether we'll be able to finish off all the hospital workers.
Nursing home residents and staff are also a top priority. They are set to begin getting the vaccine next week. A federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of the month, and activists want Colorado officials to do something. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis says that Colorado will continue to match federal policy on evictions. Right now, that means waiting to see if Congress passes a new moratorium on evictions to replace the one that ends on New Year's Eve. But it's not clear if the new federal stimulus package will address evictions or not. So housing advocates have urged Polis to preemptively extend a state ban on housing removals until February. That request came in a letter signed by 6 out of 10 members of the governor's eviction prevention task force. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Governor Polis plans to give state employees 2 weeks of paid family medical leave starting January 1st. It covers anyone who has spent at least a year working for the state. 52 degrees in Denver. It is 42 in Vail, also 42 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR and KRC.